So if you watched The Voice on Saturday evening on BBC One, you may well have seen a lady called Brooklyn audition. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm all good, thank you.
So your blind audition went out at the weekend on The Voice. What has the reaction been like since it's gone out?
It has been just literally overwhelming. Like, I've had such good feedback from it. You know, the support and the love that I've received is just absolutely out of this world. And I just feel so blessed. So thank you to everyone who's supporting me.
Now, I do need your validation for something, because I was talking about this morning that after the interview, because Brooklyn was live in the studio on Friday morning, I made sort of a prediction of what I thought would happen at your blind audition.
Oh my gosh, you got it like on, you got it perfectly. And I was really scared. Like, when you told me, I was like, how does he know?
Now, I can say I don't have like any inside knowledge on The Voice. It was just a guess.
I can't believe that. You actually got it like to a T.
Yeah, I think the scary bit for me is I thought Brooklyn would choose will.i.am as a coach, which she did. And then I made some weird prediction just because I noticed he'd done it quite a bit in the last two episodes. That I thought Ricky would turn round but wait right until the end. And he actually did.
He did. That was so scary. Like, when I come out of the radio, I was like, Mum, how does Joe know? How does Joe know?
I promise it's just a random guess. A new psychic Sally or something.
Oh my gosh, you should do like the lottery. You should.
I should, shouldn't I? It could be like Darren Brown, where he predicts the numbers. So you did choose will.i.am as your coach.
I did indeed.
Was that sort of always in mind? Was that quite an easy decision?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had Will, you know, in my mind, if all of them turned round, because I just feel like he's more my style, and you know, he's a producer, and I just love, you know, the way he comes across. Like, you can really tell that he's got a passion for music. So yeah, that's why I went for him.
So you're through to the next stage, the battle stage. When can we expect to see that?
In the next couple of weeks. I think there's two more weeks of the blind auditions, and then the battles will be showing. So it's all exciting.
And the teams are starting to come together now. A lot of the coaches have nearly got their sort of quota of 12. From who is through so far and that we've seen on the telly, who do you think at the moment it could be like your biggest competition?
There's so many, because literally this year, like, the talent is like unbelievable. I think that, I mean, I know Liz Jones is on another team, so I wouldn't be battling against her, but I feel like she's got an amazing voice. She's incredible. On Team Will, I think Nushin, he was like incredible. I think he's absolutely great. Also Rosie, I think she's got a great voice, and obviously she sung Bang Bang, and that had a bit of Nicki Minaj in it. But them two are really, really good.
And did you watch it on Saturday evening? Did you see Crazy Horse?
Yes, I did.
He sort of made Twitter explode, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you quite gutted he didn't get through and you couldn't do a battle against Crazy Horse?
Yeah, I think it would have been fun.
Will I Am coaching Crazy Horse could have been quite good.
That would have been brilliant TV, definitely.
All right, we'll let you get on. I'm sure we'll have a catch-up before the battles go out on telly in the next couple of weeks. But once again, definitely. Well done for Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Speak soon, Brooklyn.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Bye.